This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. John Novacek is a multifaceted musician. He's a pianist who performs regularly as a soloist, in chamber ensembles, and with orchestras. You can hear him as the soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this Saturday when they perform Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 1. John Novacek, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda. Wonderful being here.
Welcome to Northern Michigan. You're actually making your debut with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this weekend.
I am indeed. Very excited to be here. I've never been up to Northern Michigan, and it's gorgeous. And I know the weather's like this all year round, right?
It's oh, really yes, absolutely. So. Come back in January
Wonderful.
And see for yourself. What's it like playing with a new orchestra for the first time?
Well, it's always very exciting. I heard the orchestra in rehearsal a little bit yesterday with the symphony. They sounded great. I loved the enthusiasm and the bite, the vigor of it. So I love playing with new orchestras. It's like a chamber group of 50 people. And so it's just that many more musicians to collaborate with, to meet with, to musically converse with. And in this case, the maestro, Kevin Rhodes, is someone I've worked with before. So that's kind of a comforting form of connection here to the concert.
So what's it like? How do you go about getting to know the orchestra? Do you just sit down and go from measure one? And
basically, that's it. We will have our first rehearsal today, and presumably the conductor will say, ladies and gentlemen, meet John, and they'll hopefully be a few smiles out there, and we'll just be friends from then on. We just start making music and see where things take us from there.
And we can hear the result of that Saturday night here when you perform with the Traverse Symphony. You've brought some really interesting music for us today. I think we're going to start with music by a composer who was very influential on Rachmaninoff.
Yes. I mean, Rachmaninoff, of course, now is known as a wonderful and much beloved composer. He was the last of kind of a great line of real composer pianists. Many could convincingly argue he was the greatest pianist of the 20th century, certainly one of the greats. He had an amazing style and approach his own. And he was also reputedly a fantastic conductor. There's, I think, just one recording of his third symphony, but just he truly was multifaceted. And as a pianist, one of the most important parts of his repertoire was Chopin. And I think Chopin certainly had as big an influence on his compositional style as anyone, just a certain langor, often a kind of a melancholy, and a quality in the line, the melodic line, and some of the harmonic changes. There are things where he, you know, took ideas from Chopin and then kind of moved them forward in his own way.
And you're going to play a work of Chopin's for us.
I thought
now.
I'd play a nocturne by Chopin, and this is not one of Chopin's more florid melodic lines, but to me, the flavor of it and the mood and the alternation of major and minor, it had kind of a Rachmaninoff-y feel, if I can say that. So.
Great. Here is pianist John Novacek performing Chopin's Nocturne in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 1, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
pianist John Novacek performing in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. He played the Nocturne in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, number 1 of Frédéric Chopin. John, thank you. It was wonderful.
Pleasure.
And you're playing the Rachmaninoff first piano concerto with the TSO this weekend, and that's one that Rachmaninoff revised.
It's a fascinating piece in terms of its history, because Rachmaninoff began writing this when he was 17 years old. He was a student still at the Moscow Conservatory, and this piece can really be taken as the beginning of his compositional career. He finished that, I think, certainly by the time he was 18, late in his 18th year. And that version is published and exists. But it's a piece that, once Rachmaninoff became world famous as a composer, he had written his second piano concerto and such, people were clamoring for another concerto for him to play his first, but he was a little embarrassed by it by that point. He thought, this is a bit of a student work. He saw there was good stuff in it, some great kind of life to it and vigor, and there are good tunes, but he said, I need time to rewrite it at some point, and he kind of assessed, this is going to take a little while. So it wasn't until after he had actually written his third concerto that he looked at this piece, and one sign of his genius is how he sort of extracted the gold from the early version and then created a whole, fashioned a new piece out of it, I think, which is a masterpiece in its own right. And so it's this interesting combination of the early Rachmaninoff, the youthful, slightly immature Rachmaninoff, and then the master, who maybe was a little more economical, more experienced in his writing. At that point, maybe not writing as many of the grand themes and such he was as a youth. And so it's one of these combinations that's so revealing of a composer.
And you're going to play for us the excerpts from the teenage version and the more mature version.
Right.
Of the first
I thought
concerto.
I'd take a look at the slow movement, the second movement, which kind of ties in with the Chopin Nocturne. The second movement, the Rachmaninoff, is a nocturne in its own right, and it, like the Chopin, it has that kind of rolling, barcarolle, water-like motion in 12-8 or 12 small notes to the bar, and kind of a Chopin-esque line. So a lot of the piece he radically rewrote. Things like the last movement are almost unrecognizable about certain tunes. I actually took a moment of the piece where a lot of people say, well, he didn't really change anything in the second movement, but there are subtle changes. I thought I'd bring out that show, even that, how he had advanced and took something that was essentially the same, but just added a little more spice that gives it a very different feel to me. So I will play first the teenage version, as you say, of the opening solo of this. Thank you. Okay, so you can already sense that beautiful Rachmaninoff theme, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's quite quite lovely in its own way. But let me point out a couple of things that he changed. So if you just look at the first bar, it basically starts on the beat 1, 2, 3, 4. In the later version, he does something very subtle, but he doesn't begin the left hand on the beat. There's a certain hesitation that has kind of gives a little extra kind of sensuality to it. So it's a 1, 2. And then he changes one note to 1. And the second bar in the first version is. There again, he hesitates and he changes two notes instead of. It's. You hear those non-harmonic tones already. We're sort of. It feels like Bill Evans or a jazz pianist from the 1950s. I mean, it's quite advanced in a way. The next bar in the original is he has just. And then the later version, you'll hear something. He adds one of his typical contrary motion lines. So. Which is so expressive. And he does things like this, where he'll, the original version, again, it's. Kind of a waltz almost. And in the later version, he adds one of his amazing inner lines. Again, has so much of that Rachmaninoff sort of romanticism and that almost intoxicating what it becomes. And the one other thing I'll point out, the most radical change, the opening of the original version was basically a simple arpeggio on a dominant ninth chord. And here's what it becomes later. So that one arpeggiated dominant chord, it became something where he went through about six keys and one of these kind of fabulous, fantastical little introductory bars. So I'll play, just to get a sense of the whole, here's the later version. Thank you.
We're listening to pianist John Novacek giving us a comparison of the early and revised versions of the Piano Concerto No. 1 of Sergei Rachmaninoff. You can hear John perform the entire revised version, the adult middle-aged version of Rachmaninoff's first concerto with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this weekend. And John, you mentioned that Rachmaninoff is one of the great composer pianists. You're a composer pianist as well.
Right. I would not try to mention my name in the same breath, but many composers were pianists, and it's something that kind of, I think, aids in composition, just being able to play the full spectrum, rhythm, harmony, melody. And it's true. I always wrote music from the very beginning in a whole variety of styles.
And we're going to play one of your original compositions for us next, which is just slightly different in style than the music we've been hearing.
A little bit different, yes. One of the things I do, in addition to writing kind of string quartets and sonatas and stuff like this, I've always loved ragtime. And one of my earliest heroes was Scott Joplin, actually, when I started playing piano. So ragtime was just always something that was a passion of mine and has been kind of a sideline playing even in trad jazz and ragtime festivals, stuff like this. And I've written most of these I wrote when I was a teenager, actually. I wrote maybe 20 of my own rags. Since then, I've arranged them for a lot of different peoples and groups to record and such. I even had done them with symphony and things like this. So I'm going to play a tricky little rag I wrote that's called Intoxication.
Was the foot stomping in the score for
that's
that?
That's not notated in the score. No, that's just inevitable, though.
Folks, I have to tell you, he lifted up off the piano bench a couple of times while playing that sort of taking flight. Pianist John Novacek performing his own composition, a rag called Intoxication, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. John Novacek will be the soloist with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this Saturday evening. That performance takes place in Corson Auditorium at Interlochen Center for the Arts and starts at 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit traversesymphony.org. John, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
It's been a real pleasure being here. Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Gary Gatsky and Nessa Butler. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.